Guilty plea brings families of Gilgo Beach serial killer's victims closure. Glad this is over. By Amy Furr on April 9, 2026. Family members of the 8 women targeted by the Gilgo Beach serial killer, Rex Hoyerman, are relieved now that he has pleaded guilty in their deaths. When prosecutors asked Hoyerman in court how he killed the women, the Long Island man said strangulation 8 times, the New York Post reported Wednesday. He is now facing 3 life terms behind bars, the outlet noted. When speaking to reporters after he pleaded guilty, Melissa Kahn, who is the sister of victim Maureen Brainerd Barnes, said other families who are still waiting for closure as they did after losing a loved one should not give up hope. Kahn added, "Even when it feels impossible, even when the years pass and it feels like you can't keep going, your loved ones matter. They are not forgotten and one day answers can come. Finally, to Maureen, the promise I made to you so long ago, I would never stop searching for you." Hoyerman, who was accused of killing and burying his victims near Gilgo Beach, pleaded guilty to 3 counts of first-degree murder and 4 counts of second-degree murder, the Brooklyn Daily Eagle reported Thursday, noting he also said he killed an 8th victim in 1996 identified as 34-year-old Karen Vergata. Over 30 relatives of the prostitutes whom he killed since 1993 were in court when Hoyerman admitted to their murders, according to the Post. He admitted murdering Valerie Mack, Jessica Taylor, Megan Waterman, Melissa Bartelemy, Maureen Brainerd Barnes, Amber Lynn Costello, Sandra Costilla, and Karen Vergata. Taylor's mother, Elizabeth Bixkiel, said, "I am glad that this is over. As far as his pleading guilty, it took a big chunk of stress off my family, and I accept the plea wholeheartedly." Kahn addressed her beloved sister, stating, "Justice finally found its way to you. Your voice was never silenced. Your story never forgotten, and your life will always mean more than the tragedy that took you." A former escort told News Nation in 2023 about a date she had with Hoyerman, saying he made her feel weirded out and talked about the Gilgo Beach murders. She said he behaved as if the lives of the victims did not matter, recalling him saying, "Well, they were all just escorts anyway." In addition, his own daughter said she believed he most likely committed the murders, according to the Associated Press.